So let's see what we got. So we talked about the future of dairy farming. And we talked about this integration of a brand and methane production and cow comfort and how tourist attraction and focusing on education, milk, marketing, and of course nutrition is a key. We talked about record. Record the data. But record the data perhaps and have somebody outside look at that data. And we talked about body condition. Talk to the cow and the cow will talk to you and tell you in fact what's happening. And of course that transition cow is so important. Have somebody outside. It's a funny thing, you know, when you're married, your biggest critic and your best critic is always your wife. I gave a talk last night to, Alzheimer's. It gets that way, guys. So I gave a talk to the Alzheimer's, and I tell you what, fellas, I was fantastic. I thought. I told the right jokes. I thought. This bus traveling around Dublin and the tour guide stopped and he said, you know what? On this very point, in 1842, 50 ruthless, appalling, terrible Englishmen attacked two poor, innocent Irishmen. The Brits had their Bren guns, they had... Oh, you wouldn't have had that in 1840, would they? Anyway, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. Anyway, they totally destroyed... They fought the Irishmen, the Irish guys fought valiantly, and finally the English ran off. So the bus went on for about another 10 minutes, and there's another great big monument, and the guy said, this monument commemorates 16 of the most beautiful Irish women ever. All Irish women in some of your people, but think there are 16 of the most beautiful. And they had these plundering Englishmen came in, they saw them there. And the Irish women fought valiantly, knocked their socks off, and the Brits ran away. And that's what this statue commemorates. So around the corner, another statue, and this statue it commemorates probably the greatest fight for Irish freedom ever. It was 1916 and it was in the GPO, the post office, surrounded by the mice of the British Empire, and the Irish won in the end. So a little English guy in the back of the bus said, excuse me, said, what's your question? He said, did the English never win any fights in Ireland? And the tour guide said, not on my bloody bus, they didn't. Oh. So where did I get into that? That's what happens when you have too much of this bluegrass sundown, which I've now lost somehow. And so what are we saying? What we're saying here is, when you make all those lists, get somebody outside to identify your weakest link, just like my wife said last night. You were fantastic. However, these are five things that you were doing wrong. And of course, she's on my side, but she's outside and she's inside. And that's the beauty of having an outsider. But on your side, and as Coach Calipari said, that's your kitchen cabinet. Hire an expert. Hire an expert if you're thinking of methane production. Branding. Let me show you an example. Here's a product coming. It's a blue product. It's full of sugar. It rots your teeth. It will rust the nails. It causes diabetes. It causes obesity. And it has zero nutritional value. I mean, just the sort of thing you want to give your kids. Rot your teeth. Cause diabetes, make you fat, perfect. Here's another one, it's full of calcium, full of protein, ideal food, excellent nutritional value, capable of being enhanced. Now, which one do you want? Let's go further. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Coke. For 20 ounces, $1.39. You might get it for $1.36. Brush your teeth. Causes diabetes. Lousy for your kids. Full of caffeine. They get hyper. Coming off the wall. Or $2.60 a gallon, the real thing. It's about branding, guys. Coke versus milk. Those guys spend a fortune on branding. And that's why they're successful. And how dare they call it the real thing when the real thing is really milk. It's all about branding. Outside the box, you got the wrong animal. You clearly got the wrong animal. Believe it or not, in Saudi Arabia, there's a dairy. There's a camel dairy. 2,000 of them. Special cheeses come from that special chocolate. And they have taken their situation. They're in the desert. They've got the camels. So go milk them. And now create a product around it. It's not so difficult, guys. Nor is it easy. Your vehicle wraps. This one here costs about $400. Put your message on your vehicle and encourage your people to take that message. And imagine if every single one of us put this wrap. How many of us are proud to be in dairy farming? Well, for God's sake, would you hang out your flag on your car, on your wraparound? It's called marketing and branding. Tours. And we talked about tours. Do we have a tour? Best kept secret in the universe? Your tour. And charge for tour? Absolutely. Because that I'll add the value to it. And again, it's the multiplier effect. Focus on marketing. Get children onto farms. Give them a positive experience. They'll receive a consistent message and go directly to the principals of the schools. Get them on your side. Put a little competition there. Let me give you an example. There's an incredible program which we have not started, but by gosh, we are going to use, called Jack and Jill. Jack. We've all had children. Jack. Jack is a little boy who has never eaten anything. Jack has been fed through his nose. Imagine. Imagine your child being fed through his nose. Imagine your child never walking. Imagine. Well, this little boy, Jack, inspired his dad before he died at 5. And he formed what he called the Jack and Jill Foundation. And the Jack and Jill Foundation was about embracing. And so what he said was, why don't we collect all our phones? And why don't we build a program around it? So they collect the phones, you know, the mobile phones you throw away. You get $10, incidentally, that $10 goes back into the Jack and Jill Foundation. And we're now going to launch it around America. 250 million phones in America are like that. That means $2.2 billion that we hope to have available, with your help, to drive marketing programs, education programs. Incidentally, $2 of every $10 goes back into educating our children with smart boards, etc. The life and your life and my life is in our own hands. Your business is in your own hands. Get to schools. Tell them about the stories. Tell them about AgriAware. Come on, guys, beat the multiplier effect. We want to be in business. That's why we gave you this, we call it a ruler in Ireland. I think you call it a straight edge in America. And in this, you've got information on the kids zone. We do this. Eat your heart out. Eat your heart out, Peter, because we're on the move. Eat your heart out because we've got a message. Eat your heart out because we're mobilized. Let me show you a little bit about AgriAware. This lady was talking about AgriAware, and she told me, she said, you know what? Before we started this, 70% of children in Ireland said they did not wish to go into animal agriculture. No way, Jose. After the program, 5 years later, 70% said, we want to go into animal agriculture. So here's a system that works. You want an idea? Okay, let's go do it. AgriAware. The kids zone. You go into the kids zone, you're digging in, you're using a tool to educate, to promote your kids or your grandchildren, bringing them back to the country, promoting in your local schools, promoting with your friends. Can we turn those lights down a little bit? Can we turn the lights down a little bit? Because this is very, very important. This is crucial. This is your future. So guys, the program is there. Remember, the R, B, and T, recording, body condition, transition. Remember, you must see the cow. Isn't that what you said? Remember, you're responsible. Hopefully we've empowered you, and hopefully we've given you a vision. So let's rev up and make things happen. It's about releasing and opening up new opportunities and new challenges. All good things come to an end. You've been a wonderful group to work with. You've given us wonderful activities. And if I had a wish, if I had a dream, if I had an ambition, it would be that all of you come back next year, but even more than that, that you would come back and show me your AgriAware in Russian. That you would come back and show me your AgriAware in Spanish. That you would come back and tell me your stories about branding your dairy farm. That you would tell the stories about branding your products. That you would tell the story about you taking your life in your hands and making things happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're honored to have hosted you. We thank you for lots of fun, which you've had. We thank you for all the Kentucky ale that you drank. Sales have spiked. You've got our brewmaster very happy. And hopefully, this time next year, you'll all be marching out of here with bottles and bottles of Bluegrass Sundown and Pierce Lions, Malt Whiskey Reserve, and more important, that you're going to have as much fun as we're having. And don't let there be any energy vampires out there chewing up your energy. Forget the naysayers. Let's go and have some fun. Thank you very much. Thank you.